The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Let's talk about safety. Yours and your family's. If you don't have a great flashlight for each of them to carry in their pocket, you're making a huge mistake. Hey, it's Brad Staggs. I want to tell you how you can save 15% off one of the most durable, lightweight, and bright flashlights that literally fits in the palm of your hand. I'm holding one right now. It's incredible. The Surefire Sidekick is made of the highest quality materials right here in the USA. It has a 300 lumen max vision beam with three different power settings. This will shine over 50 meters. What that means is you can stand in your front yard and shine at your neighbor's house three doors down. It's amazing. The battery lasts up to 45 hours. Plus, it's backed by Surefire's no hassle guarantee of quality, which is why it's trusted by more cops and special ops guys than any other brand. You ask a cop if they know about Surefire, they'll say yes. Keep your loved ones safe. Get them all a Sidekick. It's available in pink, white, or tactical black. Go to blazesurefire.com and save 15%. Blazesurefire.com.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
Bill O'Reilly joins us now for a look at the week in review. Bill, Donald Trump had a pretty hair-raising week.
I think that's true. And if you want to break it down, we can do that in about a minute. The first thing that put him back was a allegation that he gave classified information to Russians when he met with them, the Russian ambassador and the foreign minister. That story's bogus, and it's gone away pretty much now, but the anti-Trump media ran with it heavily, okay? But look, Trump in conversation was trying to convince the Russians to help him with ISIS more. So he said, look, you know, they want to bomb everybody's airlines. You've already lost one airline over the Sinai. Here's what they're doing. Our intel says they're close to doing it. That's not giving away national security. And he has a perfect right to try to convince the Russian. These are the two top guys. So it's like talking to Putin.
That was a bogus story.
It went away fast.
I will tell you that, you know, Israel couldn't be more happy that Trump is in office. And they said it was us. And the official word is we're good, and et cetera, et cetera. But some of their generals did come out and they were pushing for we can't trust America with anything.
Yeah. All right.
You know, so, I mean, it was a big deal, but it wasn't an impeachable offense, which the media was trying to make it into.
I'm looking at it from a, does it hurt the American people? And it does not. Okay. The second one, much more serious. So, he fires Comey. I don't think Trump, by the way, because he's such a wealthy man and in his life never really had to deal with blowback, understands that when you take a controversial action, people are going to come after you. Mm-hmm. So what happened was he fires Comey. Comey's friends in the FBI said, okay, now it's our turn. So they leak out notes that the former FBI director took on a one-on-one meeting with the president. And the notes say that Trump wanted Comey to lighten up on the National Security Advisor Flynn, who was fired as well. Okay, big story. Got to get to the bottom of that story. But here's the deal. As soon as I heard that, I went, didn't Comey testify under oath that there was no interference in the Russian investigation? In front of Congress? Yes, he did.
Hang on.
Didn't the second in command testify that there was no interference in Russia? Yes, he did. Okay? So now you got Comey and McCabe both saying under oath, hey, you know, there's no interference. All right, so then...
Wait. May I just point out something out here. He answered a very specific question about was there interference from the Justice Department. He did not talk about White House interference. He answered a very specific question. Was there interference from this person, or this person? And that's the answer. No, there was no interference there.
Okay. But on McCabe, it was much broader. And all I'm saying to you is this. If President Trump did put the arm on James Comey in a private meeting to somehow go easy on the Russian investigation in total, that should have been reported, and it was not.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
That's all. So then you basically say, all right, we have a mess. It's a mess. And, of course, the anti-Trump media is impeach him, hang him, set them on fire, you know, all of that. So I'm sitting there going, okay, why don't we just have level-headed? Now, I did call for on BillO'Reilly.com in the podcast, as you put nice enough to mention, I did call for a special investigator to be appointed, because then Trump could say, okay, I'm going to cede my mistake. Let's get somebody in here. And Mueller's a good choice, with one exception. And this was pointed out in the Wall Street Journal today. Mueller is a friend of Comey's. So there's no doubt that the leak came from the FBI. And that's why Comey got fired in the first place, because Trump felt that the FBI was leaking all kinds of stuff out. Now, I think that's going to be borne out to be true, my opinion.
So okay. Now, so you're one of the only people, by the way, talking to Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com, who knew he had a podcast or a book, but he's just written a book called Old School. Two books? What's the other book?
Killing the Rising Sun and Old School Life. Get them for Dad.
Whatever. Yeah, get them for Dad. They've got to sell. They're backing up in Bill's garage. He's got to get them moved out. He's got to.
I know. I don't have to go.
Got
to
pull his family van in there. Anyway, BillO'Reilly.com. So, Bill, this is interesting because a lot of people knee-jerk reaction is a special prosecutor. We don't need a special prosecutor. I think this is actually good because I really don't believe. I don't believe that Donald Trump is involved in some scheme with Vladimir Putin. I don't believe that he was trying to, in nefarious ways, get Comey to drop it. I think what he was looking for was, look, dude, I want to be your friend. You be my friend. There's nothing here. He's leaving anywhere. Anyway, let's just move on. And I think that he doesn't think of things the way he needs to because he's president. He's thinking of things like a businessman.
Agree, but here's the important question for you. How do you say dude in Russian?
Niet. You
okay.
Don't.
Look, the key part of your question was the word jerk. So on the left, whatever Trump does is impeachable and we have to murder him. On our right, we don't want to know because we like him. So the special counsel, whatever you want to call Mueller, right, is necessary to stop the madness, which it has. Stop the madness. We have a country to run here. If we need a fourth investigator, FBI 1, Senate 2, House 3, if we need a fourth, fine. Now, it isn't Trump's style, and I can tell you this because I know him very well, to make backroom deals that don't benefit Trump to the tune of billions of dollars. I mean, he doesn't do that. Mm-hmm. He did want to have a good relationship with Putin. Yes. Did he sell out? Did he do anything untoward? We'll find out. But right now on the record, there isn't anything.
So, but you do believe, that these investigations are important and can clear this up.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Do I.
You gotta
so there's
that.
A lot of people, Bill, though, that are on the right who just don't want to hear it. And they think that this is.
That was Nixon, too. When Nixon left office, 33% of Americans didn't want him to, according to the exit poll. When he got on the helicopter and waved goodbye.
So,
he's always going to have that part.
So let me ask you this. So the other part of this, one, we have to have an independent investigation. Let's just get it done. The second part of this is, I mean, I leave out the press because I don't think the press is curable at all. But the president has got to learn that this is not a business deal. You're the president of the United States.
Absolutely.
Will he learn that?
That is the most astute question that you've asked in this hour. The big mistake that Trump made, and he can't make it again, was having a private meeting with James Comey. If you're president of the United States, you don't have a private meeting with anybody. Didn't the Lewinsky thing, you know, get
you're
through?
Right.
You don't meet privately with anybody, ever. You always have somebody there. I mean, Andy Card was Velcroed to Bush the Younger's thigh.
Bill, you were there at the height of my, you know, controversy with me, when I was white hot, you know, hatred or love. And even I, at that point, would never have meetings with people. I'd never have dinners with people. by myself ever. And that's me. I just knew I was a target.
Absolutely.
The president has got to learn this.
I always left my door open when anybody would come into my office. You can't. And the fact that Comey, Trump doesn't even trust him, and you meet with him alone, can't do that.
If you're an advisor and you're talking to Donald Trump, what is the advice you give to him to make this stop?
Well, he's already done it. So the Justice Department appointed Mueller, but you know that Trump had to okay that. Sessions doesn't do anything on his own. So he's already done it. And it's already succeeded to some extent. Now he goes over, he goes abroad. It's a big dog and pony show over there. And the anti-Trump press is going to come out with something every day. You know that. Every day there's going to be something else. Yeah. Somebody will leak something, and they'll do this, and they'll do that. But it doesn't reach critical mass, right, unless there is a very specific allegation. And now Trump has just got to say, hold it. You got four investigations. Let them do it. Let him do it. And then he doesn't have to be involved with it anymore. So I think he avoided the bullet. But boy, he can't make too many more mistakes. He just cannot do it.
Going over to Israel, he won't say that, or he said that they're not going to move the embassy. I thought if there was anyone who would move it, it would probably be him.
That's a Netanyahu call, though. He's not making that call. He's going to do what Netanyahu wants. So we don't know. We're not privy to what Netanyahu wants. But if Netanyahu wants the thing, the American embassy in Jerusalem, it'll be there. If he doesn't, it won't. That's what's going on there.
You're saying Netanyahu tells our president what to do on that?
On a case like this, yes.
Hmm. Wow. Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. I pay him in sandwiches, so I promise him that he could say something nice about something that he's done.
We need to get everybody mobilized. Go to BillO'Reilly.com to get signed book specs, and I'll give you yours free. Oh, signed, wow. Killing the Rising Sun for Dad and Granddad.
Wow.
I don't believe I have any of your books signed. I don't think you signed a single book for me. Not one.
But now I will. But who are you going to give it to? This is what I want to know. I'm going to send you two signed books. All right, now you can put them right up on eBay and make some money. But if you're going to give them to somebody, who are you going to give them to?
I'm going to give one of them to my dad.
Give him old school. I'm sure he's an old school guy, right?
Oh, he's going to love it. I'm going to take a shovel and bury your book right next to him, and he's going to love it. He's going to love it.
Oh, nice. So. Very good.
BillO'Reilly.com. Nice. Grab his books. The Killing the Rising Sun is fascinating. You'll learn more than you ever knew about World War II and Japan. And old school,
can
I didn't
I say
read.
One more
so,
thing?
No, geez, what?
Can I say one more thing?
What?
If people came in on this interview late. Beck posted on The Blaze, and I posted on BillO'Reilly.com the whole interview from top to bottom. So I think people might want to listen to it again. If they came in the middle, they can hear the whole thing.
And I especially want you to listen, go back and listen to the warm, friendly greeting.
It meant so much to you, right?
It meant so much.
It moved
carry all
of us deeper. It moved us all deeper. No, you couldn't do it any better.
In the morning, I started it.
People, people say that you're a cold bastard, and
no.
I don't see
oh
it.
My
no. I
oh,
just
my
don't
oh,
see
my
it.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Would it help, Beck, if I called you dude? Would that help?
I think so.
No, it really wouldn't. No, it really wouldn't.
I think you should go back, too, and listen to the incredible compliment that Mr. O'Reilly paid to you, Glenn, when he said, this is the most amazing question you've asked in this hour, which was a huge, what a hurdle to clear. You're the most beautiful girl in the room.
And we're alone. Bill, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bill O'Reilly every Friday and every day at BillO'Reilly.com.
One thing I like about Bill O'Reilly is he never makes me feel panicked. Like, whenever there's a really stressful situation, he just kind of, says stuff, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess we're all right. Who cares? Yeah. We'll make it through this.
Very calming.
There's something calming about the way he talks about issues that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
You freak me out.
No. And you know what? I want to, but his deal is He never reads beyond the day. He has told me this over and over again. Off the air, I'll say, come on, Bill. George Soros, come on. And he's like, you can live ahead of the news cycle. I live today. This I know to be true today. And that's where the tension between us comes, which I really enjoy. And the fact is he smells like a funeral home. When you talk to him, don't you just feel that hear?
Funeral home?
Yeah. Okay. I'm only saying that because I know he's listening.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
We had to see for ourselves if Upside.com really saves money on business travel and give you a big gift card every trip. Well, we went to Upside, and in less than 2 minutes, not only did we save $300 for a business trip to Phoenix, we got a $145 gift card as well. Go to Upside.com right now and use the promo code Beck, and you'll get yourself a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. Save big on your travel and get a big gift card every single trip. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.